ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The White House reacting to a Florida judge temporarily blocking immigration from releasing migrants without formal notice to appear in court. Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre.
It is a harmful ruling, and the Department of Justice is going to fight it. That's what we're going to see, and we're going to continue to use every tool that we have to make sure that we are dealing with this issue in a humane and orderly way.
The White House spokesperson calling it sabotage. U.S. officials report no substantial surge at the border since ending pandemic restrictions on asylum seekers yesterday. In Idaho, Lori Daybell, convicted of murdering her two youngest children and a romantic rival. Three-year investigation included claims of a cult, zombies, and a biblical apocalypse. Larry Woodcock is one of the children's grandfathers.
I want to thank 18 jurors.
Yeah.
I cannot thank them enough.
A first today, the FDA approving a once-a-day pill to treat moderate to severe hot flashes during menopause. This is ABC News. Another one to capture.
One of the escaped inmates from the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center, Nasser Grant, has been arrested while the other inmate, Amin Hurst, is still at large and wanted for four murders. Grant nabbed in Philadelphia's Strawberry Mansion section, U.S. Marshal Robert Clark.
A male resembling Nasir Grant came out of a residence wearing full female Muslim garb and a head covering. That gentleman piqued our interest.
Caught and charged with felony escape, bail set at $10 million. Zani Stalling, a woman who allegedly aided in the escape, has also been arrested. Dave Packer, ABC News.
There's a growing push in Congress to hold social media companies accountable after mass shootings. U.S. Postal Service unveiled a stamp today honoring Nebraska's Chief Standing Bear, a pioneering Native American civil rights leader. Standing Bear won a landmark 1879 court case ruling Native Americans were people under the law with inherent rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Flags will fly at half-staff today to honor St. Croix County Deputy Katie Lasing. She was shot and killed in the line of duty on May 6th. The public visitation and funeral services will be at the Hudson High School today. Deputy Lasing joined the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office in 2022. 22 years in prison for Marquise Jackson, who pled guilty to aggravated battery and 7 counts of first-degree reckless injury connected to last year's mass shooting outside a Bucks playoff game in Milwaukee. Alexis Jackson Milton received 5 years for aggravated battery. Police say two groups got into a confrontation over a long-standing dispute. 17 people were hurt in the shooting that happened last May near Water Street and Juneau. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors. Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the pizza box. Okay, so that means you're aware that it's Friday night at 7 o'clock, and you're tuned into Mad Radio at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Wow, made it through another week, right? First of all, for all you mothers out there, since we're Friday and you're Sunday, happy Mother's Day. And I want to start with how, you know, I've been struggling since my mom passed away in February. And, you know, then I get this little bowl from the people organizing her stuff online. You can go to, I'll find it later, ctbids.com or something, and participate in the auction for all her possessions and own a piece of some of the mother who had this famous clown called Pizza Box Mike, right? But anyway, they found a little bowl, my birthday bowl, right? May 13th, 1961. It was a Saturday, right before Mother's Day. And that's what it is tomorrow. May 13th, Saturday, right before Mother's Day. And wouldn't you know it, I got to get through both those days without her. First time, right? And the reason why I say first time, because the first time around on this is... obviously, I'm not going to... You know, it's just going to be there. It's there every day, but those first holidays that you just think about your family when it was together and everybody got along, or most of the time, and all that changes, right? So I'm like down. I'm like, I got to take my frustration out on somebody. Anyway, so and it goes back to last week. You know, I'm still in my craw. You know, a lazy bastard, slug, boot-licking, Alec boy, fascist wannabe, Mark Bourne. And that's what he is, folks. I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat. That's a difference, you know. We'll get to that later. But anyway, that mentioning that, you know, all Democrats want to do is, you know, smoke more pot and expand, you know, more welfare. And I mentioned it, but here we go. He's the Joint Finance Committee co-chair, and now he is. But we're going back to the COVID year, 2020, right, when we all struggled. Let's see. His salary was $53,000. His per diem, which if you don't know what that is, it's for food, gas, and lodging for these hardworking people that have to come to the Capitol. And it wouldn't be so bad if they were trying to work with you, but they're working against you, the Republican Party, on everything, right? So, and I looked at it, you know, it was like $81 a day. So obviously it was just food and gas and the lodging. You know, he's from Beaver Dam. That's a whole, what, hour and 10 minutes away, if that. I can see why, you know, we all get that, right? And of course, they get that from us. And then there's the health insurance. And then, of course, there's the guaranteed pension that comes with being a legislator, a part-time. I mean, why do I say part-time? Because all that I just mentioned to you was accumulated from a 70 work days at the Capitol. Who's on welfare here, people? 844-967-2789, if you'd like to participate tonight. And Evo, I can't see you, but I'm guessing you do. So anyway, after we'll get to that tape
in
a second.
Dude.
Now
I
see
am
you.
Here
yeah.
For it.
Well, this
I'm
is
here,
way better.
I'm here for you.
This is way better, AI guy, because I'm like in the dark, right?
If you're ever lonely, though, just talk to ChatGPT, man.
Yeah, well,
do it.
I'm never that lonely. I got cats to talk to, and they talk back. So anyway, I went up to Bourne's office. You know, like I said, I got to take it out on somebody. Why not take it to the guys that are, you know, causing the misery for people that are already struggling to get by, right? And I go in the office and I ask them, hey, what are you guys, you know, getting for per diem nowadays? By the way, he's got 7 staffers. You know, it takes that many little fascist wannabes that do all the homework, the ALEC homework, right? Because that's what it is. It's the ALEC playbook all across this country in the Republican houses, everywhere. That's why they're all in the same mantra, and that's how friends of mine can get caught up into that just what out-of-control anger over things that are just things that aren't. Not even affecting them in any way, you know, and we'll get to some more of that, too. But, I'm like, man, he's got the audacity to talk about welfare. And the guy's like, okay, you can leave, you know. And I'm like, I'm not going to, what, do you want to make an appointment? No, I don't want to make an appointment. Why don't you call the cops? He goes, you want me to? And he's reaching for the phone. And I just looked at him like, you little punk ass staffer for the fascists. Not you know, like I'm going to, you know, get violent or anything. Just a look of disgust. Like, you know, they think that they wield this power over us all. And unfortunately, they really do, right? But these little staffers, you know, then they're going to, yes, they end up working for right-wing think tanks. You know, just like everybody else that goes through the process of being a Republican legislator, right? You know, lobbyist. Radio television host becomes a, you know, in Mark Bourne's case, he was, you know, like they say he was with the sheriff's department, but I think he was like one of those guys that, I don't know, I can't imagine. He didn't last long, right? Because he's a spineless bastard, that's why. And that's why he isn't in the office when I wanted him to be there. But anyway, we got how much time till, you know what, I'll take this call first.
We got
right?
A cool 5 minutes, man. We got all the time in the world.
All right. Well, we'll keep that tape going because I want to hear what Andrew in Detroit has to say.
Hey, Pizza Box. It's Andrew in Detroit. God bless you. God bless your mother. God bless me. God bless my mother who passed away in December. And 2 weeks ago, we had her memorial service. And it is tough, man.
Yeah.
It is tough. This is going to be a very sad Mother's Day, but we've got to rejoice and live in the spirit of our mothers. That's how we get through it. That's how we get through it, buddy. Please have a very calm, thoughtful Mother's Day. God bless you.
Hey, you too, man. I appreciate that, and thank you for calling and listening. And you're right. That's what I did. I just, you know... But all my mom's stuff is online to be sold. And, you know, now I'm just, it's coming around, but here's how I'm going to deal with it. I'm trying to get this house, right? And it's going to take a lot of help from friends that I have in low places that aren't low people and have good standing, right? That are willing to help a guy like me so that my son and his family can move into this house and pay the way too. And the two of us can make that house be something for the family. And that way, the few relatives that I have left in and around the state, our nephews and nieces and some in-laws and stuff like that, that would like to come and visit. But if I don't have a place for them to come and visit, that part's over, right? And so that's how I'm dealing with it. I move forward. It is going to be a tough, tough haul, but not as tough as it is for Mark Moore, right? So then I decided, you know, I'm not really happy right now, and I can tell the cops aren't all that happy to see me. You know, one was, you know, four weren't. I just didn't feel like I had the energy to be positive. So I went outside, and lo and behold, there's a press conference going out there with healthcare workers of all kinds, like nurses, and there's SEIU. And I'm like, SEIU, I know these people. They're some of my friends. There's Creasy. Okay, these people that I was organized with, you know, way back in 2013 or whenever I got involved with the Fight for 15 for home care workers. And it's brought me all the way where I am right now and, you know, volunteering and working in organizations like that with the real people. And I'm going to tell you right now, it seems like a lot of people shy away from me or, you know, my strategy, but not necessarily when it comes to healthcare, right? I mean, this is brutal that the Republicans stripping it, expanding Badger Care to Wisconsinites who deserve it, who need it. And quite honestly, it saves us a lot of money when we cover people with insurance, you know, the preventative stuff. You know, and forget that nonsense that people get health insurance just so that they can run to the doctor every month and stuff. That's nonsense. Everybody gets nervous when they got to go to the doctor, but it's at least you can go when you think something might be wrong and catch it before it gets too far. You don't end up like me, you know, missing a kidney and and hoping that, you know, you can live long enough to watch your grandchildren see the future that they deserve. Yeah, instant karma, baby. I'm telling you, when we come back, we got a clip from that press conference. I took about 8 minutes of it, and it was just really nice to see a lot of people that I knew working in an organization like SEIU. But, you know, this isn't anything new, people. This is, it only makes sense to save the state $1.6 billion to cover people with health insurance instead of leaving them uncovered. And, you know, covering them, it saves us money. But they're supposed to be fiscally conservative. Let me hear Republicans call in and shift this to something psychotic like the border.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, overcast. Lows level off around 51. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 65. Slight chance for scattered showers again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 48. Cloudy skies expected. Highs around 61. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. 61. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
CIU. What is that, about 8 minutes? We should probably roll it. We might not get through all of it, but we'll put, you know, a good portion of it, because it's just like, you know, I come to the Capitol, I don't know what's going on, and you run into something like that. And it was really nice to see the lieutenant governor there, and I didn't get her, but go ahead, roll this thing.
Registered nurse at a local Madison hospital. I've been there for 33 years. Love my job. I love taking care of patients. And I'm also president of SEIU Wisconsin. I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for being here with us today. Another nurse to be recognized and celebrated. Also with me today are nurses and healthcare workers from across the state of Wisconsin. We are gathered here today to honor National Nurses Week and call on lawmakers to support Wisconsin's health care workforce in the state budget. Governor Evers has proposed critical health care funding in his budget that must be preserved and expanded in negotiations with the state legislators. More resources are urgently needed to address the spiraling crisis of understaffing, trauma, turnover, burnout, and moral injury, all systemic problems which have all been aggravated by the pandemic. So we can provide quality, safe care to our friends, loved ones, and neighbors. Wisconsin struggles with the extreme shortage of nurses, nursing assistants, and home care workers, along with health, with environmental services, dietary services, CNAs, are reaching crisis proportions. As a float nurse at the hospital I work, in my role as president, I talk to workers throughout the state and throughout the hospital, and all types of health workers throughout our state tell me how much short staffing is causing major issues for safe quality care. Especially as our population continues to age. We have reached the silver tsunami here in Wisconsin, and there are now more than 1.4 million Wisconsinites older than 60 years old, and that number is skyrocketing. Wisconsin is facing a shortage of over 20,000 nurses by 2035. Let's put that in perspective. That's 12 years away from now. And we need to make changes, do funding initiatives, and create programs to increase staffing throughout the state. Countless studies have shown that understaffing directly affects patients. Understaffing leads towards medical errors, causes delay in delivery of care, and increases infection rates, falls, and deaths. The governor has laid out a plan supporting healthcare workers, and we want to see state legislators preserve and expand his proposal. We need to protect state matching funds for the healthcare workers trauma and recovery and development program, increasing funding for nursing homes and home care workers, and create guardrails so that nursing homes and home care funding goes to the workers and not to the corporate executives. This is not just a rural or urban issue. It's not a Republican or Democratic issue. The health of you, your loved ones, and your neighbors should be a nonpartisan priority for every elected official. All Wisconsinites need safe, quality care. And in order to deliver, we must retain, recruit, develop a sustainable healthcare workforce in every community. The future of Wisconsin's entire healthcare system depends on the people you see before you today, our state's proud nurses and healthcare workers. Now, I would like to introduce Mara McDonald. She is a registered nurse working here in Madison at a hospital. Mara?
My name is Maura McDonald, and I've been a registered nurse on a postpartum unit in a local hospital since 2015. I'm here today because we desperately need recognition and support for what we went through during the pandemic and are still going through so that we can protect the healthcare system throughout our entire state. I went into this profession because I wanted to help people. Helping mothers and babies have a healthy start in life can positively impact entire communities for generations. I wanted a career that would allow me to look back and be proud of my contributions. I wanted work that would feed my soul, and caring for the dignity of others is an expression of my deepest values. But frontline nurses and healthcare workers have not been treated with dignity ourselves, by politicians or our employers, and that's undermining the health of our communities. During the pandemic, we struggled with inadequate personal protective equipment, the turmoil of constantly changing procedures, extreme understaffing, and overwhelming waves of extremely sick and dying patients, plus misinformation from our own elected leaders and the fear that we would bring the deadly virus home to our loved ones.
More about this.
I was terrified early in the pandemic that I could give the virus to my two teenagers.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The White House reacting to a Florida judge temporarily blocking immigration from releasing migrants without formal notice to appear in court. Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre.
It is a harmful ruling, and the Department of Justice is going to fight it. That's what we're going to see, and we're going to continue to use every tool that we have to make sure that we are dealing with this issue in a humane and orderly way.
The White House spokesperson calling it sabotage. U.S. officials report no substantial surge at the border since ending pandemic restrictions on asylum seekers yesterday. In Idaho, Lori Daybell, convicted of murdering her two youngest children and a romantic rival, 3-year investigation included claims of a cult, zombies, and a biblical apocalypse. Larry Woodcock is one of the children's grandfathers.
I want to thank 18 jurors. Yeah. I cannot thank them enough.
A first today, the FDA approving a once-a-day pill to treat moderate to severe hot flashes during menopause. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Healthcare is the number one concern for people in Wisconsin. That's according to the Conservative Institute for Reforming Government, which recently held 42 listening sessions in 25 communities around Wisconsin. The study found adults of all ages are concerned about access to care, declining mental health, and about addiction. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's Local Government Committee sent the bill to the full Assembly yesterday. Democrats are raising objections about strings attached to the bill, but Republican Chairman Todd Novak says Democrats have had their chance to shape it.
Yes, it is a Republican bill, but your party did have a lot of input and suggestions and stuff.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bill without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wait for my first robot cheeseburger basket with a shake, please. More artificial intelligence. What could go wrong?
We gotta get some Terminator music next week.
Just can't let it go. Can't let it go. And I can't let it go either when it comes to healthcare from Republicans in Wisconsin. Denying people access to health care at a cost to the state taxpayers of $1.6 billion.
But what about? And what about this? And what about that? And what about Hunter? And look at Biden's family making all that money.
I got news for you. You know, anybody that's been there for a while and has family, they're all making money the same way, right? But pretend like Trump's family didn't get, like, you know, $1 billion or two. So, you know, and I stayed and watched these guys, and there were people from nursing homes. There was a nurse there from the critical care COVID unit. Can you imagine? And she talked about holding hands to the people as they were dying because the family couldn't be there. All the things you heard but didn't believe because it's not real, right? Because Republicans didn't care if they killed you or not. It's pretty sad. And then there were the home care workers. Yeah, they can't afford, just like when I was a home care worker. You know, maybe I went to get, maybe I could have stopped the cancer before it took my kidney if I could have afforded insurance through the place that I worked for. You know, I'm providing health care for people with spinal cord injuries. And I don't blame the nonprofit people I worked for. But can you imagine these guys crying about welfare? They get the best of everything at the cost of the taxpayers. Man, go to Mark in the sack.
Yeah, you got me there, man. But I started my chemotherapy in January of 2020, and then halfway through it, COVID hit. I can remember the struggles my nurses had of the personal protective equipment, and I couldn't help but think of good old Andre Jacques, who fortunately for him, he did not die. Fortunately for his family, he did not die. And another, you know, denier of COVID and the whole thing, and that and how much effort did they have to put into keeping his rat ass alive.
Hey, I think he was the one who authored the bill that to make it illegal to have sex with horses. And then he's taking horse pills instead of science.
Oh, good Lord. It just is sad that, I mean, and my recent challenge being in the hospital again with the bad infection that abscess, I still got a drain in my chest, draining that off.
Nice.
It's just disgusting. And I can't say enough good about the nurses I had, both at the hospital and at the rehab facility that the hospital released me to, that I spent a couple of weeks at. That, I mean, and apparently there's some conservative groups that, you know, one of the big concerns people have is health care. I mean, this is a conservative group that's reporting people are concerned about their health care, yet the Republicans don't want to take $1 billion that we've left hanging for how many years now because Wanker didn't want to take it. I mean, that and the Republicans still don't want to take it because, oh, we can't do that. Well, I mean, that, like you said, I mean, they all get the primo benefits of state service, getting the primo health care, getting the pension, getting the per diem, and that is just
per diem.
Per diem thing.
Yo.
The per diem thing just gets me that they don't want children to get free lunches in school, yet they get the free lunch all the time.
Yeah. Hey, no, I mean, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, they're lining up. So I will say that, you know, Democrats get mad at me too when I talk about how, or defensive, I should say. You know, if you're at an income level where you know the per diem actually keeps you from being burdened, fine. But for somebody like Robin Voss, you know, prison popcorn labor, slumlord, in Whitewater. $297,000 of COVID loan, forgiven 6 months later, on the backs of the taxpayers, and Republicans vote for him. See, that's what I mean. Even after you have a press conference that talks about all the horrors, that all of us have it as health concerns for our communities and for our families. And these guys vote against their own best interest because, the border and Biden and, climate change is a joke. And I'm arguing with a friend of mine today. He's giving me a hard time because, those solar panels, they can't be buried in the dumps and stuff. And I'm like, there's a lot of things that can't be buried in the dumps, like, nuclear waste. But you guys don't talk about those barrels. I mean, seriously? It's just... And they're angry, right? It's angry sliced white bread, I call it. Let's go to somebody that isn't white bread, Wisco Paul.
Hey, nice. I'm glad you got your show. It's just a tough times to get I always listen to the replay if I can't listen to it live. And, well, anyway.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I'm usually asleep by right about now. You know, me and the cats are, we're all like grooming each other, and then we go to sleep.
Well, I tell you what, I absolutely love nurses. When I had my accident, they saved my life down at the UW. Excellent people and deserve every penny they make. I want to say this. I really think, as bad as it's got, it didn't get this way overnight. Walker started the ball rolling, and Alex and these other people. But the Supreme Court is going to change in August in this state. And Judge Janet P. is, if we can get rid of the gerrymandering districts, you got a chance again, because the way it is now, these guys like Bourne and that, they can do whatever they want. They're going to get reelected. You know, it's a sad situation. And I want to touch bases on one other thing here about the justice system, which scares me even more, because let's say Judge Janet does her thing and we finally get fair maps and a woman has a right to choose. This Supreme Court with Judge Thomas, who shouldn't even be on it anymore, much alone his wife, who is a treasonous at best. And there's two other ones. I forget their name. I think it's Thomas. But anyway, they're both corrupt. They're taking money from this billionaire and stuff. So we have two. The problem with this is, we get things straightened out in this fine state, okay, then it goes to the Supreme Court, and they're for sale, Michael. And it's just a sad, I don't want to be too much of a doom and gloom kind of guy, but the justice system, these people are corrupt. Maybe it always was, Mike, in our lifetime, but this is blatant corruption. So God bless your mother, by the way, and thanks for listening to me.
Hey,
Mike, have a good day.
It was cool to get some, a breath of fresh air myself while you were able to speak. You're not a doomsdayist, okay? I'm a realist, you know, that's what people, you're a pessimist, really? So these things that I talk about that, you know, the smartest classmates I had that became scientists that are telling us this is the guys that got A pluses without even trying, you know, and nobody wants to listen to that, right? How much time we got before the break?
You got a cool 5 minutes, bud.
Hey, all right, I'll go to Joanne because it's Friday night, Joanne.
Hey, thank you so much for those beautiful and inspiring stories about nurses. This is also Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
And I hope at some point you could give us a story or two about the teachers that inspired you, because obviously you had a lot of angelic angels out there making you who you are, and a teacher is probably one of them. So I'll hang up and listen. I know you've got a lot of folks on the line. So thank you so much again for an amazing show, and God bless your mother.
Hey, thank you. And let me tell you, yeah, it wasn't my public school teachers that taught me so well. It was my public school teacher parents. See, I always tell people that, you know, I got the public school education, and then I got the homeschool version because I was usually doing something in school. Hey, listen, Joanne, I was ADHD, man, before they knew how much that actually rocks, and it's not actually a bad thing. And when I was at the Capitol this week, I met a lot of people that are there, you know, on the benches and stuff, and we start talking, and, you know, I've got this, and they've got this condition, and we're laughing and talking about the world, and you know what? They're more in touch with reality than any Republican legislator I've ever seen, and it's kind of fun to just let them talk, and the humor that's involved with people that are living in conditions that, you know, no legislator would ever want to imagine, and the worst part is, These guys don't care about people like that. It's really sad because they're some of the nicest people I've ever met are people that I've met on the street who are not there because of their own fault. It's the system, man. It's like, really? You guys don't. And so what's the reason for not providing health care to every citizen in this country? Yachts and jets and all kinds of bonuses for CEOs and board members. That's what stops people from getting health care, people. Come on. We waste tax dollars our biggest cost is the military, right? The one that does the most for America. So now I got these fighter jets in Madison to, what, help me sleep at night or wake me up if I work at the hours when I'm trying to sleep at the hours that they're flying. It's just all this money going into war, man. I mean, if war was the answer, I'd have started one a hell of a long time ago. I've never seen one turn out positive. At neighbors killing neighbors, man. We got family killing family here in this country. Our households are so stressed. And yeah, you guys down there in Texas, you keep talking about mental illness. I mean, you're like the ones that are causing it for sure. Yeah, your power grid goes out and your senator flies to Mexico. Booger Cruz. Your governor. Jesus, people. He wanted to pardon a guy before, you know, the guy was sentenced for, you know, murdering a guy at a Black Lives Matter rally. Because we know that Black Lives Matter rallies, people aren't walking around carrying guns, threatening people and stuff. But the white supremacists that show up and kill somebody, you know, those are heroes, man. Those are patriots. You know, you guys got your ass kicked in the Civil War. And you talk about doing it again, and oh, you're all this, you know, and you're a bunch of cowards, man. The guys that talk it can't walk it, right? I ain't talking it or walking it, man. I don't have a gun. I don't want one. I know what they're used for. They are not made as defense weapons, you guys, okay? So, listen, you know, all these guys that are being killed now, with all the people that are being killed right now, you're talking about these are the people you said could make good choices by having guns. That's why everybody should have a gun, right? Oh, yeah, but we'll do something about the mental illness. And then you never do anything about it. There's no back. You can get a gun easier. Hey, look, I can get a gun if I want. I know people too, right? Again, not a threat. I'm just saying. I mean, it's that easy. Wow, man. Hey, I see a break coming up. But, hey, yes, Billy, what do we need to do? I'm telling you, Wisco Paul, you go to the Capitol and you do the crank calls like I've been doing, man. Just knock on the door. What's up? Just want to ask you a few questions about your boss. Let's see how long they last before they kick you out. Yeah, Rico, we'll get you on the other side, but yeah. I'm all about crank calls. I'm even going to tell you about the one that, and you may have heard it, but I still like to say it again, that we did to Scott Fitzgerald when he was still a state senator in Wisconsin.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 51. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 65. Slight chance for scattered showers again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 48. Cloudy skies expected. Highs around 61. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. 61. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Possible. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say before I go to Rico, but I guess it doesn't really matter. Oh, but hey, don't forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic either in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Jeffsguitar.com for all your guitar needs, brand new guitars, handmade, yeah, lessons, gift certificates, and a studio that we need to start using. Yeah, let's go to, by the way, if you're interested in, you know, checking out some of my mom's items, here's the website, ctbids.com, and it'll say Stoughton, and that's where I live, so that's where it is. And then they, like, the bidding goes on through Wednesday. I'm trying to, like, you know, help my mom stuff not go for peanuts, because I don't trust anybody at auctions. But anyway, there is a lot of nice artwork, furniture, you know, some antiques and a lot of dishware, all kinds, everything, okay? Basically everything that, you know, they didn't leave me is going out the door now, right? But it goes through next Wednesday, and then the pickup is on Saturday the 20th. Setting them eye and Stoughton, yeah? Spitting me eye. And if you have any issues with the pickups, I guess you can work it out with the Caring Transmissions of Madison. That's caringtransmissionsmadison.com. And let's go to Rico. What's happening, Rock County?
Hey, Michael, what's happening?
Hey,
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And you know what? You share a birthday with my lovely wife, Amy.
Oh, wow.
Same day.
Not same year, though.
Pretty cool.
What year?
Probably, maybe. What are you, 61? 61.
She'll be 61 tomorrow or 62 tomorrow?
No, born in 1961.
Yeah, that's me and you. And tell her that's she and I and Dennis Rodman as well.
You're with Dennis Rodman, honey. You're with this Dennis Rodman.
Tell her this, too. Write down 1961.
You're born on the same day he was.
Yep. Write down 1961 on a piece of paper. 1961.
Yeah.
And then turn it upside down and see what happens. Woohoo.
All right. I'm doing that now, but I'll look at it later. Mike, hey.
Yeah.
If you got some time. Hey, these guys kill me. You know, it's like.
Well, they're trying to kill us. Southern...
yeah, I know that. That goes without saying, but. Hey, you know, they're sitting down there on the southern border crying about these people that are just handing their babies over to them. And I'm like, listen, you were the guys that prayed and protested and hoped for more babies, you know, overturn the road. And there you go. Be careful what you pray for, but now take care of them. The only thing, Mike, I hope and pray they don't become like in a Christmas picture with an AR-15 and become murderers.
Well, they already are murderers. They're rapists and murderers. And if they're not racist, fascist, murderous, ruthless people, they just vote for them, you know, so, which doesn't make sense. But Here's the other thing about the border, right? You know, why don't these guys just go through immigration process? Yeah, like the pilgrims did.
Yeah.
Put it up,
Yeah. And you know what? Well, what about the guys that were here first?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They didn't make these guys go through immigration process. They were slaughtered and lied to and poisoned. And, you know, come on. You know, that's the history of America, this great America.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to talk about that, though. Don't talk about that, Mike, because they don't like that.
Well, of course not. You know, that's because they know that humans across the world, across this planet, if we ever figured out a way to unite everything, they'll go back into the darkness.
Yeah, if I didn't know better, you're spewing that CRT stuff again, aren't you? I just know it.
Yeah, it's been a rough week listening to angry right guys again. It really has. Ron Johnson, what an example.
You know what, buddy? Have a happy birthday, and I'll let some other guys get in here.
All right, well, appreciate it. Even though there are no other guys, because it's just about the end of anybody wishing me a happy birthday. But you know what? I got to make it like basically another 4 hours before I actually turn 62. So I'm going to drive careful, because if there's something out there worse than people driving, man. The fastest hour on radio. Hey, is that Jake on the phone? Should I take him? Yeah. Hey, Jake, what's happening?
Hey, Pizza Box. Hey, what's up, Pizza Box? Yeah. I'm only giving somebody an hour on the air. Guys, that's almost like, you know, your NPR or something.
I got all kinds of things we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about the border. We were going to talk about the debt ceiling that none of us cost, right? And the fact that, you know, these clowns, just want us to pay for it all. And how do we pay for it? With our infrastructure and with our health care and with everything else that, you know, people get that we work for it and those bastards don't.
Oh, yeah, and all they want is tax cuts for the billionaires. Yeah. For billionaires to be able to rape people and get away with it, right? Donald Trump. So the Republican Party now owns that name forever. They are the Rape Republican Party.
Yeah, they want 14-year-olds to be able to serve drinks around a bunch of lecherous, alcoholic, violent, fascist bastards, because that's what they are, man, and I'm not going to back off on it.
We all know those old, rich, white Republican men are perverts. That's all they are.
Yes, they are. Wow, man. Hey, thanks, Jake. I see we got one more caller, and I only got, like, what, maybe a minute, so let's go to Jim in Appleton.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Just because we're staying in the same year, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Awesome, man. 61. Turn it upside down, and it's still 1961.
Yes, it is. Ain't that great?
That's awesome.
Not everyone can do that.
No, and I can't stand on my head anymore. Thanks for calling, Jim. We're out of time, man. And this has been Outside the Pizza Box. Of course, we're located down here at the Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And listen to Stevie, because guess what? It's his birthday tomorrow, too. And I almost forgot about that, but he's like 1952. But listen to the words, man. We all need to reach that higher ground, because the Republicans are trying to bury us, man. See you next week.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media